This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And today, I'm talking ghosts. Now, I'm not claiming to be the ultimate authority, but I do study this kind of thing quite a bit and experience expressions of it in my practice as an intuitive medium. And for me, a ghost is the trapped spirit of a dead person. And that's not a good thing. Because being trapped never is. Whether you're a bird in the cage of a person without the compassion to realize that caging creatures meant to fly is particularly cruel, or you are trapped in a house as a ghost because you are unresolved, fearful of what comes next, or otherwise unaware that you've even died, you are at the mercy of those who know you are trapped, because they are the ones who hold the keys to your freedom. If you're a bird, everyone can see that you're trapped, so in essence, everyone holds your key. But if you're a ghost, almost no one knows you're trapped because most people don't see you. But fear not, there are now oodles of people hunting you for their own amusement. And just like a pretty bird kept in a cage, your endlessly tortured imprisonment is now nothing more than entertainment. Ghost hunting shows, especially the dramatic, sensationalistic ones where self-important buffoons challenge ghosts to appear, to speak, to perform for the cameras, for the followers, for the subscribers, for the likes, the ratings necessary for successful monetization. Then there are the inns and hotels where you can pay to stay in a haunted room. That is after you've bought your ticket to the local ghost tour. We are in the midst of a veritable ghost hunting boom, and in the U.S., it brings in roughly $1 billion a year. Yes, dead people are big business. Now, don't get me wrong. I think the steep rise in supernatural interest has a good side. It's gotten us talking about spiritual things outside of our religious institutions, considering supernatural things outside of Halloween, and contemplating metaphysical things in the mainstream, all of which are bringing the existential questions of life and death right into our living rooms, conversations, and consciousness. Where once talk of death was almost taboo here in the Western world, this mainstreaming of spirit has taken some of the sting out of considering humanity's core ontological topics. Who are we? Why are we here? Where were we before this? Where will we go after this? And these are important questions many non-Western cultures have tackled for millennia. So we Westerners have some catching up to do, and I think that the ghost hunting boom in this respect has been a good thing. It's helping us break out of our Western culture where we still define our success and health as a nation by a consumer-driven GDP. Imagine if we defined it instead by our connection with the divine and each other, or by compassion and community, or even by the happiness index. If we thought cultivating these things spelled success, our lives might look quite a bit different. And we'd certainly not be obsessed with hunting the dead. We'd instead be doing everything we could to help each and every lost soul cross in peace, understanding that when our time comes, help will be there for us, like they are, by the way, if you're a Buddhist. Because ghosts aren't toys. They're not commodities to be exploited. They are human. They are us. And if you see one, they may just need a little help getting to the other side. And often, it's as simple as saying, go to the light where everyone you love is waiting. And no worries, you can always come back to visit, but as a free spirit, not a trapped ghost. So to all the folks capitalizing on the pain and fear keeping our fellow humans stuck in limbo on this earthly plane, stop it. Like caging pretty things meant to fly, it's cruel. It's not entertainment, and someday it could be you. And to all those who compassionately try to cross over the souls they encounter, thank you. You are teaching your viewers, listeners, and subscribers by example the importance of compassion even after we die. You are making us all more enlightened by expanding our consciousness and our awareness of what and who we really are. For Esoterica, I'm CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.